Here we are at Commodity Classic, and I am speaking with Rick Tolman with National Corn Growers Association. Rick, we're here at a very large meeting. It's a combined meeting of the American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers, producers from all over the country, I imagine thousands, coming to attend this meeting. Can you just tell us a little bit about what it takes organizationally to have to put together this type of meeting, and especially doing it with another organization?
You know, Chuck, when I first started with the National Corn Growers, it was one of the things that I was most surprised about is the depth and breadth and the extensiveness of putting the Commodity Classic together. I'd done meetings before at the Grains Council, but this is phenomenal. It's just huge in the number of details. We have a separate Commodity Classic set of employees and a separate corporation that's a joint venture between us and the American Soybean Association. Has separate bylaws, a separate committee and group, and they virtually are working year-round to get ready to put this together. Just as one example, this Classic Committee has just signed a contract for the 2013 Commodity Classic. They're that far out, and it's phenomenal to think one step ahead. When I came, there were a few things I thought, well, we could do this better than this and that. And as I stepped and looked at the complexity, you realize things are working well, and it's not something you want to stick some sand in the gears right away with. But it's a phenomenal organization, structure, and just a really exciting example of two commodity groups working together with agribusiness, with the media, and it's just a great example of cooperation in agriculture.
Does forming that separate organization, was that necessary, and how has that maybe made it easier for two groups to collaborate on a venture of this magnitude?
It does make it easier, and it is necessary, and I'll tell you the reason why. It's because we have our interest as corn growers. Soybeans have theirs as soybeans, and a lot of times those dovetail, but sometimes they don't. And just by natural progression, we want to look better to our members, and they want to look better to their members. And without a separate organization, there would be that tendency for one group to try and dominate the other or slip something. And with this separate group, it's equally set up, equally represented. Their mission is strictly Commodity Classic. They obviously want NCGA to look good and ASA to look good, but they mostly want Classic to look good. And so it's a wise move, and I think something that makes a lot of sense. I really don't have a lot of involvement directly in the Classic stuff, neither does Steve Senske, but this group puts it together. We can make recommendations, but it makes it work a lot more smoothly.
Can you describe the staff it takes for Commodity Classic as that separate group? How many are involved in that? And I guess maybe I'm kind of curious, you're both based in St. Louis. I assume it's also based there as well.
Yes. The Commodity Classic Corporation has about probably three full-time staff. There are a number of contractors then that work almost exclusively on it. We have a group that does the trade show, and they work year-round to make sure that's set up, to assign the booth space, to market the space. We have another group that does the AV, another group that does the housing and works with the hotels to do the registrations. We had the opening of this meeting, we had a reception for the NCGA staff, ASA staff, Classic staff, and then the contractors. And we must have had, I don't know, 100 people in that room. It's surprising how many people we have. Now, just as an example how critical this is, we work with an audiovisual firm that does all the video and audio for the general session and for our program and for ASAs. And we have one individual that works for that firm that's in our contract. We want him to be here at every meeting. And if he doesn't work for that group anymore, we have the right to pull ourselves out of that contract. But so these are long-term relationships. Some of the people that do the housing and the trade shows have been doing this for 10, 12 years. So it's a great relationship.
A leader for that group, I assume, who would that be?
We have a grower, what's called a grower classic committee. And so we have three growers, three from NCGA, three from Classic, and then there's a co-chair from each side. So, again, it's a great example of partnership. They start and move up the chairs, and in the final year that they're on this committee, there's a soybean co-chair and a corn co-chair, and then they go off, and they keep moving up that way. So they have 3 years to be trained, then they're chairman.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Rick Tolman, who is CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. We're here at Commodity Classic, and he's going to have to get moving. We've got a press conference, a joint press conference, talking about cooperation with ASA and NCGA coming up. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.